97.9 The Hill, WCHL, time for trivia with Mr. Kiger.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Look up trivia in the dictionary. There's a picture of Freddie right there.
So do you have a weekend off kind of here?
Big smile on his face.
A little less going on?
We got no Carolina football game this weekend.
Yep.
Yep.
Heels are getting themselves ready to prepare for the following Saturday, which would be, well, no, it's not even a Saturday. Yeah. I think they're playing on Thursday night.
Exactly.
Yeah, at Pitt.
Yeah, and it's
and that'll be huge.
Mac is back. I'm so excited about all that, man. It's good to talk to him all the time.
Our crew did the Carolina Duke game, and I sat in on the coaches' meetings. Wow, I mean, Mac gets it.
Yeah,
he gets it.
Oh yeah, he gets everything.
I walked out of there going, yeah, he's
same old Mac Brown like he was before, except he's better now because he's. He's got a lot more experience than he had when he was here before.
Yeah.
And he's had all that experience as a television analyst. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I worked with Mac a couple of times for some of the ESPN football games.
I know you did.
And
he
gets it. I mean, when you go out before the first home game on a Friday, which you got plenty of things to be doing.
Yeah.
Or whenever, maybe it was Thursday or Friday, still at the end of the week. He goes out and addresses the Carolina marching band to let them know how important they are and how much of an asset they are and how they help mold the Carolina fan experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like going, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Guy's got limitless energy. That's
well,
for sure.
Well, and he understands. He gets it. Gets it.
Yeah, he knows it's important to everybody, and everybody's important to the football program.
Exactly.
You know, so, hey.
So he keeps spirits up.
We've seen the results of that.
Yeah.
Because Keenan Stadium is packed. I love it.
It's been good stuff.
Yeah, it has.
And, in fact, our question today is spirits.
Okay.
In which U.S. state is the world's oldest operating bourbon distillery?
Okay.
In which U.S. state is the world's oldest operating bourbon distillery?
Well, that kind of spirit. All right.
Yes!
I'll drink to that.
Yeah,
I think I can figure that one out, too.
Yeah, this hour might power you through the rest of the evening.
A little too early
for
me right now. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. And, Freddie, tell them what they win.
They're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, I'm going to say the world's oldest bourbon distillery would be in Kentucky.
Yes, this is a little bit of a softball. Some people might say Tennessee.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
Yeah, but it is Kentucky. It was in Loretto, Kentucky. And there, the creator of Maker's Mark, Bill Samuel Sr., reportedly said, "Give me a bourbon that won't blow my ears off."
Maker's Mark, good stuff.
They have been at it since 1805, but it was Samuel's who in the 1950s mass-produced his 170-year-old family recipe, which up to that time was only made for, like, family and for friends.
I'm glad you decided to share it with the rest of us.
Make me a bourbon that won't blow my ears off.
Drink responsibly, everybody.
Big time.
Yeah. Maker's Mark, the world's oldest bourbon, I guess.
Yeah, probably have to be.
Exactly.
Now, you know, keep in mind that it had been around since 1805, but they didn't start mass producing it for the public and the ability for public consumption until the 1950s.
And that, of course, was in the state of Kentucky.
Kentucky.
All right. Hey, thank you, man.
Yes, sir.